the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked.
This is your host, Athena Melville, and I welcome you to this November 2014 edition of Education Now. It is my great pleasure to introduce you to California credentialed teacher Jen Della Pazewalk, known to many of us as Jennifer Della Mann. Della asked that I be her mentor during the credentialing process. She was teaching in Anderson Valley at the time and really had a vision of creating an alternative for parents who chose not to use the traditional public school. Della left the area and settled in Santa Rosa, California, where she had two children. Ananda, her daughter, is now 5, and Tice, her son, is now 4. Della returned to teaching in Anderson Valley in 2012, where she met credentialed California teacher Cecia Rose Robb. She and Cecia started talking and discovered they both wanted the same thing, to create an alternative public school in Anderson Valley. Hello, Della.
Hello, Athena. It's nice to talk to you.
Oh, it's really nice to have you here with me today. It's raining here, just so that our listeners know, while we're doing this recording, it's raining here in Mendocino County. Della, can you tell us about the project you and Cecia are organizing?
Yeah, we're really fortunate to be working with a pretty large and strong group of parents here in Anderson Valley who want an alternative to, as you say, the traditional public school. A lot of them are already homeschooling, and some of them have their children in the public school at the moment. And we're trying to find a way to work, hopefully, with the district here to have some more choice, basically, on how children are educated.
Yes, well, I think that that would be wonderful. You know, there is a tradition of having an alternative a public school in Anderson Valley. Tree of Life Public Montessori Charter School in Ukiah had a satellite in Anderson Valley called Mountain Song. I observed.
Yeah, that was a great project.
It was. I observed it. It was just a wonderful process, and it was an amazing school. The head teacher was Bridget McBride. And then it closed when Bridget left the area. So I'm just so excited that you and Cecia are taking this up and that there could really be an alternative there in Anderson Valley again. What are you going to call it? Do you have a name yet?
You know, we're working on that. We actually had a name, that is, was in Bootmeng, the language that was developed here in Anderson Valley, but unfortunately most of the bootling words are developed by men who wanted to talk about women and drinking all the time. And it turned out the words that we had chosen weren't really what we thought they were, so we need to change the name now.
Yeah.
But we're looking at the moment we're just calling it the Anderson Valley Alternative School.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I know that you had originally thought that the words that you were using for this alternative were children playing. And I
yes.
thought, or children playing on the branches of trees or something like that. And I thought, what a beautiful name. So I do hope, although Anderson Valley Alternative is just great, perhaps the students who are involved in it will help with a name.
That would be a great first project, you know, for the
yeah.
school, is to decide on their name. It would yeah. give a good sense of place. And yeah, I mean, I think that's what we're trying to do anyways, is create an alternative where we focus on sense of place and project-based learning and really, you know, from the bottom up, having the students being a big part of their learning experience. And I'm really hoping that we can find the space and find the funding and the strong families to make that a reality.
Oh, I hope so too. When are you thinking you'll be starting up?
Our goal is to start in fall of 2015. So, you know, it sounds like a ways away, but in the world of education, we have a tight timeline. I have a feeling that we will definitely be able to start something in the fall. It may not be the full program that we're hoping for, which would be 5 days a week of school time that, you know, supports independent study as well. You know, we may have to start a little bit smaller and work our way up to that. But that is our goal.
Yeah, so fall of 2015, that school year is when you're thinking of starting up. And so I will be sure that my listening audience, the Education Now listening audience, hears about this process again. Hopefully in February I'll update people, and then again before the new the 2015 public school calendar year starts up, because I'm really, really excited and feel very supportive about this happening. And
you know, our contact information, you know, anybody who would like to know more about it, you know, can call me or email me. Do you want me to give you my phone number and email? Or
yes, do that. Put your email. Give our listeners your email address now and your phone number.
Okay. So, my email address that is probably best for this information is D, as in dog. Passwalk, it's PASEWALK at AVPanthers with an S .org. And that's my school email address.
AVPanthers?
.org, O-R-G.
How do you spell that, Panthers?
AV, it's PANTHERS.
Thank you very much. So I will also put that in the promotion, Della. And so
that would be great.
Yeah, that's just wonderful. And did you want to do your phone number as well?
Sure. And my phone number is 707-684-6680.
Right. So the email, D as in dog, PASE. WALK at
AV
Panthers. AVPANTHERS
.org.
Org. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Della Payswalk at AVPanthers.org. And the phone number is 707-684. Is that right? 6680.
Yes.
All right. There we go with the contact information. Thank you, Della.
And I would say also for any parents who are listening, the more that the school district, the board, the principal, the superintendent, the more they hear from parents that this is a need, the more serious they take it. And so, you know, it's really important that parents ask for what they want from schools anywhere, because that's the only way to make change happen, is for parents to get involved and ask for what they want.
Advocate.
The
parents need to advocate.
Absolutely.
They need to advocate for this alternative. I totally agree with you. And have you met with parents and supportive others in the community recently?
Yes, we've probably had about 5 meetings now. Our last meeting was actually with school administrators, and you know, we're trying to help the school administrators understand what parents are asking for, and that there are a large number of students and families who want something different. And I think that, you know, the schools have an interest in staying the same to some extent because it takes money and time and effort to change. But I think they want to hear us, but we have to speak loudly and right. advocate and have a clear message, which really the main message is to have a choice, to have an alternative.
Right.
And that's a positive force for the community. It's not a threat to the school district. It's actually a positive force that I feel like makes our school district stronger. So
that's why
I'm hoping they can hear that message.
I sure hope so too. I that's why I brought up that there was a tradition of an alternative, and the kind of alternative which is kind of Montessori based, whether you call it child centered, or or Montessori, it's the same thing, and the multi age group, because you're not
multi age group.
You know, which is also very Montessori, because then the kids are teaching each other, and there's a lot of movement, and there's a lot of field trips, and a lot of hands-on learning. And these are things that as a person who's been observing for a long time, you just don't see in most traditional public schools.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I mean, I would say our school district and our teachers are excellent. I mean, they're amazing teachers in our schools, and we really have some visionary leaders as well. And I don't think that, you know, the parents who want an alternative are saying that is not good, but I think what people are saying is that we would like to have choices, and so, you know, think of it as a positive force. And I think that we can create something amazing. And I think that if it's within the district, which is actually quite important to me, then there'll be the give and take. You know, I think we will add to what the district already does, and the district will add to what we do. I think that could be really amazing.
Yes, it could be empowering to the district and to the parents who want this alternative. And you know, it's not like you're new to Anderson Valley. Although you just came back in 2012, you were there in 2006. You left in 2000.
I started working here in 2002. So, you know, I've definitely been in this district and cared about the valley. And, you know, we're Mendocino County is definitely a place where people move and want to live here because they think alternatively. They want a different lifestyle. They don't want the cookie-cutter lifestyle. And I think our school should reflect that.
Yeah. Do you have a place where it will be located?
Well, it really depends on how we manifest it. You know, if we do it through the district, probably we'll, you know, take over one of the buildings that's already here. There are a couple options, actually, for the next school year of nice buildings that would work. I suppose we could have it, you know, in a separate location, but I think if the Anderson Valley District is the oversight for it, they wouldn't be able to pay for rent on something outside of their current properties, you know.
Right.
But I think part of what we want to incorporate is a lot of field trips and a lot of, you know, activities happening in all the wonderful different environments around Anderson Valley and Mendocino Coast.
You're fading in and out, so I don't know whether you're moving your head or but try to just talk right into your phone and not move around too much. That's okay. It might be the weather. So how can and you've given us the contact information if people want to find out more, and they can always leave comments on the Education Now Facebook page or the Education Now Google Plus page about this show, where I will post this show, and I will see that you get that information. So that there's another way that persons can connect with you. I really am so grateful that to your children for sharing you with me today. I know that time is very precious when you have young children. But I really, really wanted to do this show, and I think it's good for them too, so they might be more forgiving. But, because they do have friends in the community, and they would be using this alternative, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I know how important that is, having a home, had a Montessori school in my home for that very reason, so that I could, make sure that my children got the kind of education that I knew was the best, that was killed here in California in about 1980. Because until then, all the schools in California, almost all of them, were this kind of school. We were looked at in California as the place for education, second only to New York at the time. So I just, for that reason, I just feel like I really want to support this. And it's not like this is just something you popped into your head. You've been thinking about this since I worked with you, and you got your credential, and you met my son Chris in that process, and it was so fortunate for me. Well, is there anything else you want to say before we say goodbye, Della?
No, I just really appreciate you, Athena, and your support and your dedication to education. And thank you for all that you do in that realm.
Oh, I love you. Big hugs, and to the kids as well. Bye-bye now.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know.